safer if a child is just learning to dress himself. The mother might bring in the clothes and tell him, here.
Here, put on your clothes.
Okay, or tell him, here, your clothes, here.
Here are your clothes.
Okay, and if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'll take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
Okay. And if she sees a dress that she likes very much and it's very becoming on her, she'd say that that's a very
pretty dress.
Okay. And a child might say, well, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
prettiest.
Okay. And what might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay, and to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
Okay, and to hold the baby's diaper in place.
A pen.
Okay. And soup that you buy usually comes in a
can.
Okay, made out of what? What kind of metal?
I just say a tin can.
Okay. And a dime is worth?
A dime? I don't.
A dime.
It's worth?
Can't think.
A dime? I don't know.
No, yeah, I mean like a
10 cents.
Okay.
Oh.
And say if a man were going to go to church on Sunday, what would he probably wear?
His suit.
Okay. And what would the suit consist of?
Well, just pants and jacket.
What part is the jacket? Do you mean
the coat?
Did you ever, what did
Well, some suits had vests, we call them.
Okay.
The older suits, and maybe they're making some of them now, but I call them vests.
Do you ever use that word jacket to be the same as vest, or?
No, I don't. I never did. I just use say coat or jacket. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if a man had an important interview, you know, and his clothes weren't in very good shape, he might go out and buy a
new suit.
Okay. And, okay, you said that a coat consists of, the suit consists of the coat and possibly the vest and the
pants.
Uh-huh. Is there any other name you use besides pants?
Flat. Well, trousers, but I never say.
Yeah,
okay.
I think bridges.
Slacks, I suppose.
Okay. Do you ever hear britches?
Yeah, britches. I say britches, yeah. That's right.
Well, does that mean the same thing as, would you talk about britches and a suit? Or?
Well, I usually refer to britches as just men's pants in general, mm-hmm. really. They could be just work pants or any type of pants.
Okay. And what might a man wear, say, if he were working around the barn?
Overalls.
Okay.
My daddy still wears those.
Okay, say if you went outside in the winter without your coat and you wanted it, you might tell someone, would you go inside and, what, me my coat?
Bring me my coat.
Okay. And so you say, so the person went inside and
brought my coat.
Okay. And he'd say to you, here, I have what you
brought your coat.
Okay. You say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what, perfectly?
It fit.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
Okay. And you say that shirt used to fit me fine until I washed it in it.
Shrunk.
Okay. And you say it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
Okay. And I hope this new shirt won't
shrink.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes and spend a lot of time in front of the mirror and so forth, you'd say she likes to
primp.
Okay. Any other expressions like that?
I can't think of any of them.
Would you say that about a man?